see there was Eccles, Mrs. Where Violet lived.
Yeah, where did she live? Can you pick out one of these sections?
Yes, now wait a minute.
Where's the police station?
Well, she lived next door.
Right next door.
That'd be her place there, right next to the police station going.
Yes, that's right, yeah.
Now wait a minute. No, she wouldn't do it. It'd be this way because that's a Reagan's.
This is coming to.
No, yes, but this is a Reagan's.
Yes,
deck.
That's right.
So
yes.
That's a Reagan's house. Well, then you came up that way to the police station.
Yes.
You see, that's the police station. Well, then she would have lived here.
Right,
that must be the road up to the church.
That's it, yes.
You see, well, that. No, she didn't live on that one. She didn't live on the one right next to the church. That was the police station.
No, there's the police station there.
Oh, and this is the other side.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, no. No, Violet's house is down the other way.
Well, it's here. It's up here.
Oh, well, yes. It must be this one.
Yes.
If she had gone back to the old school, Roman Catholic school, that's down the road.
That's on the road to Bex.
Bex. You look at the map, you come in from Bathurst from this way.
You come in here,
up there, and then you meet, go through the town, you see.
Down there, Draper's and the butcher, and then. Well, was that
that's
the one going to the church?
Yes.
Well, then Violet, she didn't live right on the side of the church road. She lived the second one. That must be hers.
Well, that. Where's the schoolhouse then? That's the schoolhouse. No.
Public school is there.
And the house in front of it, which is the stone cottage.
Yeah.
Is the school.
School, yes. It's the
place of the rabbit board house.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So,
Fred Schlepp was the baker. She lived between our place and the police station.
Well, here, that's up here.
Well, that's where she'd be in that one. That,
okay.
Yes, she'd lived in that one.
Right.
That's the police camp there. Well, she must have lived in the one next to it. Right next to the police station, anyway, because that's where we. It used to be Wheeler's house. Mrs. Wheeler used to live in a long, long time ago.
Mm.
And when she went out, Tom bought it. And they lived there for quite a long time.
Mm.
Well, then when they went away, we rented that place then. That's where we lived for quite a while. Mm. Ourselves in that stone. There were two rooms of stone and the rest was of wood and iron. You know, the stone was like two bedrooms, really. And,
well, after that, they moved over to the...
Up on top of the hill.
The hill.
Yeah, up on top of the Gallows house, up on top of the hill. That was belonged to Gallows.
What do you remember about that?
Well, I don't know. It was quite a good... Mrs. Gallows always lived there. What's her name? Mrs. Gallows and Mrs. Enright were sisters, and she and Mrs. Gallows lived there. Well, then Violet and Tom lived there for years, well, till they left there.
Mrs. Gallagher was a sister of...
Mrs. Tom Enright. Old Mrs. Enright.
Old Mrs. Enright.
Yeah.
So she was a Riley.
Well, she must have been her sister, Mrs. Gallagher and Mrs. Enright.
Right.
I'm sure they ran off. I don't think I'm wrong there. I'm sure that's right.
Yeah. Well, that's right, because we heard that it was cousins. What do you remember about the old house? Do you remember it being big, or what do you remember?
It was a fairly big place. It was a square,
a real square
house. Nothing sticking out or anything. The original, I don't know whether Tom did anything to it or not, but it was a sun-dried brick, if I'm not mistaken, and they'd plastered it all over. It was white, you know, they'd plastered it all over, but it was like a door. We used to call it the front door. We used to look out towards the hills up to Nicholson's house, actually. And then there was a window, two windows in the front. I can remember that as well as I can. It had quite a big kitchen. Big, long kitchen it was. And then there was a passageway went through and the rooms were all...
Do you remember a veranda or anything on it?
No, it never had a veranda. It was a perfectly
square,
unless the Tom, like, you know, later years, because we left up there in 41. I think Tom and those were away before us, though. And unless the... rest of the family, you know, like when they used to go up on holidays, if they could have put a veranda, but it was a perfectly square house. Tom Enright not Tom, Jimmy and Ryan's house had a veranda on the front.
Yeah, that was
it's still
the
there. Yes, yeah. Right at the road. It's still it's still there. They got a veranda on the front of theirs. Yeah, that's yeah. Jimmy and Ryan. Just yeah. The old Ian Ryan's lived down over
there. You don't remember a veranda out the back of the out off the kitchen?
No, not a gallus, no.
No,
no, there was no veranda on that place when I was in my day.